True Confessional by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, read by Christine Dahl. True Confessional. I was conceived in the summer of 1918, when some kind of war was going on, but it didn't stop two people from making love in Ossining that year. I like to think on a riverbank, in sun, on a picnic by the Hudson, as in a painting of the Hudson River School, or up at Bear Mountain, maybe, after taking the old Hudson River Line paddle wheel excursion steamer. I may have added the paddle wheel. The Hudson, my Mississippi. And on the way back, she already carried me inside of her. I, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, wrought from the dark in my mother long ago, born in a small back bedroom. In the next room, my brother heard the first cry. Many years later, wrote me, "Poor Mum. No husband, no money, Pop dead. How she went through it all." Someone squeezed my heart to make it go. I cried and sprang up, open eye, open heart. Where do I wander into the heart of the world, carried away by another I knew not? And which of me shall know my brother? I am my son, my mother, my father. I am born of myself, my own flesh sucked. And someone squeezed my heart to make me go, and I began to go through my number. I was a wind-up toy. Someone had dropped wound-up into a world already running down. The world had been going on a long time already, but it made no difference. It was new. It was like new. I made it new. I saw it shining, and it shone in the sun, and it spun in the sun, and the skein it spun was pure light. My life was made of it. Made of the skeins of light, the cobwebs of night were not on it, were not of it. It was too bright to see, too numinous to cast a shadow. And there was another world behind the bright screens. I had only to close my eyes for another world to appear, too near and too dear to be anything but myself, my inside self, where everything real was to happen. In this place, which still exists inside myself and hasn't changed that much, certainly not as much as the outside with its bag of skin and its aluminum beard and its blue eyes, which see as one eye in the middle of the head, where everything happens, except what happens in the heart. Vajra Lotus Diamond Heart, wherein I read the poem that never ends.